Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Passenger airlifted to Rapid City after severe motorcycle accident on Bitter Creek Road. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A 19-year-old man was airlifted to Rapid City, South Dakota after being ejected from a motorcycle on Bitter Creek Road at around 11:51 p.m. Monday night. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, deputies and EMS responded to the incident, which occurred while he was a passenger on a 2011 Yamaha motorcycle driven by a 20-year-old man. Both individuals were thrown from the motorcycle when it veered into a ditch. The 20-year-old sustained minor injuries, while the 19-year-old suffered severe head trauma. The condition of the man is currently unknown. The investigation into the cause of the crash is ongoing. Wyoming Department of Correction announces death of a Wyoming inmate. Daniel Johnson, a Wyoming inmate, was pronounced deceased on July 8th at the Wyoming Medium Correctional Facility in Torrington, Wyoming. According to the press release from the Wyoming Department of Corrections, inmate Johnson was convicted of first-degree murder. He was sentenced in Natrona County by Judge Sullins to life imprisonment. Mr. Johnson was born in Sheridan, Wyoming on December 3, 1971. Per Wyoming Department of Corrections policy, an autopsy will be conducted to determine the cause of death. Wyoming Department of Corrections does not release protected health information. Governor Gordon unveils new state grant resources for communities. Governor Mark Gordon has introduced the Wyoming Grant Assistance Program to enhance Wyoming's access to federal funding and support grants management in local communities. The initiative, supported by Senators Lummis and Barrasso, aims to reduce local tax burdens and improve services. The State Budget Department will establish a centralized grants management office to assist state agencies, local governments, nonprofits, and small businesses in identifying, pursuing, and managing grants. The Wyoming Grants Connection Hub, a resource offering a searchable database of over 300 funding opportunities, has also been created. A webinar on July 12th will provide further details. For more assistance, contact sbd-grants@wyo.gov. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.